92.9 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I don't know anyone, in fact, I don't think I've ever known anyone that likes and drinks Dr. Pepper, and yet somehow they've quietly claimed the number two spot as America's favorite fizzy drink, pushing Pepsi down to number three. And I'm really confused by that because I almost never see Dr. Pepper on soda fountains, and at least half of the restaurants I go to have Pepsi instead of Coke, which I prefer. The marketing team say that Dr. Pepper has distinguished itself through unique flavor and individuality. Okay, but I still never hear anybody talking about it. So how did that happen? And that wasn't the only punch in the gut for Pepsi last week, because their corporate suits announced that because of the tariffs being imposed by the White House, they've had to lower their revenue estimates for 2025 because the concentrate that they make for distribution in America is made in Ireland. And even though it's their own product, it's being moved from one country to the States. So it's costing them more to get their own product to the final processing plants. But why isn't this affecting Coca-Cola and other fizzy drink manufacturers? Because Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper are made here in America, which is helping them to maintain their prices, although they are still coping with a higher cost of aluminum to make cans.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.